Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I'm really turning around. Well, when I was in LA with my family, I was like so proud of myself. I'm like, okay, I gotta this is my thing. I'm gonna like no more. Like, we're not getting drunk. We're not drinking. And so
we, meaning you and your tiny niece and nephew.
Right.
You're like, guys, last time I was here, it got a little out of hand.
Right. We got real. I mean, and she's wild. I have a video of her doing karaoke. So I think she was sneaking something.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, no How one does karaoke sober. That's a fact.
Three. Yep. Time to spike that Pedialyte. Let's dance, bitch.
How else is she going to get confidence without the help of alcohol?
I know.
I'm going to be such a good mom someday.
I know. I can't wait for you to be a mom.
I feel like that's the beauty of 3 years. Like, I love the way like little kids just dance. They just have no inhibition whatsoever. They just dance like crazy people.
Yeah.
And they do everything.
Everything.
They
fearlessly.
Walk around naked.
Yeah.
How do we get back to that childlike fearlessness? Yeah. They don't fear death yet.
Yeah.
Be embarrassed
exactly.
And ashamed.
They're idiots.
Yeah. Well, do you know what was really fun? So I get there and I already kind of behave like, a 3-year-old, if we're being honest about like, this seems fun. Let's do this. And like, I'm nervous. I need all my stuff. But Annabelle's the same way. And my niece. And so I like brought her a bag. She's always got like a bunch of shit with her, but I let her dress me when I was there. I needed a hair clip. And so she was like, oh, here, I'm going to use this one. And it's like a blue hair clip with a crown on it, like a paper blue crown. And then she let me wear her Frozen necklace with Elsa. And then she picked out a very sparkly coat. And we went to dinner like that. I was going to change. And she's like, no, leave it. And I was like, all right. So I walked around.
Why would you change? It sounded like you were better dressed for that dinner, definitely, than you are right now. I'll say that.
100%. I mean, I looked schizophrenic and I was like, you know what? This, because she's the same. She doesn't match, but like, you'll be like, what do you want to wear? And she's like, something sparkly and pink. And I'm like, fuck yes.
You're like, me too, baby.
Yeah,
me too.
Let's do it.
Oh, you're the funnest aunt.
I know. But it was, but instead of drinking, I ate 12 chocolate covered Oreos. So I feel worse.
That's the positive about if you don't drink, then you could shovel a bunch of different types of shit into your body.
Yeah. Right. Welcome to my life.
Yeah. God. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, I thought you said no, thank you is welcome to Steven's life. I was like, oh, yes. No, thank you. I'm all set. I don't need to go in
there.
You're
all set on my life. Yeah. No one wants to trade lives with me.
No, I do. You're going to Hawaii for free. You got a great life.
I can't.
Yeah, but that already happened. So it's like you'd have to trade starting now.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
It's very boring.
Is it very boring? I feel
not
like you
really.
Leaned into the word boring, by the way you said it. You're hanging out with us right now. How boring can it be?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty good. I mean, you know. There are those moments where you're like just walking around bummed out and you're like, ugh, whatever. And then you're like, yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, that's nice. We're having a sincere moment here.
No, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys,
I'm all
this
good
isn't
there.
Funny. What are you talking about?
I know. I was telling Megan, I stole Jillian's credit card. Jillian, who the Jamalam last week.
Oh, no.
Week, it was
she
her birthday.
She never got it back?
No, she's like, this is what I love. This is what are the people that listen. I say fans, but I really want to say friends because
fuck you. Oh, that's so annoying. Don't say either.
They're
just say like
listener
dudes.
Yeah.
The dudes that listen.
The dudettes.
The dudes and dudettes that listen.
The dudes and dudettes.
Are so motherfucking cool. Cause that's the same shit. That's a Wendy move. Cause I was like, hey, I found your credit card on the floor at Zinc Bar. Do you want to pick it up or I can whatever? And she's like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm already home. I'll just cancel it. You can take it or leave it or just throw it away. I was like, this bitch is amazing.
I just love that. Nothing says cool like losing your important belongings.
Yeah.
Nothing says cool like losing a thing of value.
Yep. And then instead of picking it up, she's like, whatever, I'll just cancel. I'm already home. And I was like, awesome. We're just throwing credit cards around, too lazy to get it. Fuck yeah. But happy birthday, Jillian. And thank you for coming to the show. And that was great.
Thank you for your credit card.
And thank you for your credit card because I do have it as a memoir. Now,
best Jamalam ever.
Now who's the creepy one?
Wait, a memoir?
No, I threw it away.
A memento. No,
a memento. A memoir is a
book
someone writes about their life.
Yes. What?
There's a lot. There's a few. The fine print on the back. It could count. I'm saving it for my memoirs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I like to think that your entire life you've been walking around saying memoir instead of memento. And people are just like, this bitch.
I like to think that Wendy's memoir will be written as a scrapbook.
That would make... Also, this is why I think that the idea for us to learn a second language... was brilliant. Quite foolish when we should really get a firm handle on the one we already barely speak. Up
English words.
Well, that's the problem.
This is perfect for the language episode.
I know. That's the problem is I've been speaking so much Spanish.
Yeah.
That's why I was like,
that's the problem?
That I'm forgetting my English words.
This is true. Your first language has weakened.
No recuerdo.
You speak Spanish, by the way. I love, because you sound like an old... wealthy white woman who like goes down to Mexico and treats everyone terribly like twice a month.
Yeah.
I feel like that accent is the difference between tequila Wendy and sober Spanish Wendy.
Oh yeah. That's really why I had to stop drinking. Cause with this challenge, it was difficult. I was like, I'm just going to get blackout drunk and record myself yelling at my roommate. I'm hurting. So what'd you guys do? I was actually speaking Spanish to my roommate. It was great.
Oh, we'll see. Okay. I was going to say, I mean, you're in a terrible living situation. It's kind of a nightmare and it sucks. But huge positive for this week, she speaks Spanish.
Right.
So it was almost like you got to do like an immersion program for a week in a cat shit filled cigarette smoke infested apartment.
That's the update. There's the new update.
Oh no.
Which is, that's the other thing. I'm like, you know, I should probably lay off the booze and the cigarettes because now where I live, it's essentially like I'm in a bar. I already, do you know what I'm saying? Like I come home, I'm stressed out. There was a toilet full of, when I came home the other day, human feces and 3 cigarette butts in the toilet, not flushed.
What is that move?
That is a power move if I've ever seen one. Look at my shit.
This is just her dominance.
Yeah. Yo no sé. I don't know what that is. Well, that same day she was like, hey, rent's due today. I was like, got it. I'll Venmo you right now. I was flying back from LA. And then she goes, great. So she knew I was coming home. And then she just like didn't flush.
That's again, it was a power move. It was on purpose.
Yeah. But it was fun. I felt like, ooh, we're like in a hut with no running water.
I'm going to start doing that in my relationship. And then I'll say it's a Spanish thing. And Christina just doesn't understand.
Well, I don't know how that would work, but you could do it. You could do it.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
I bet that live would help the relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's a good idea. If you're having a problem in a relationship of any kind.
You know, if you're wondering how to become a relationship expert, right. I think I've nailed it.
Leave your fecal matter in different parts of the apartment.
That's what I was going to say. Not just the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, start there. Start real small by just not flushing your own shit, but then get real creative with it.
Yeah, because the toilet's so hack. It's such a hack move.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, just ruining the bathroom in general. Hacky.
Yeah.
Go for the living room. Hide something under the couch.
I want to hear your guys'
smear your shit on the television.
Right. Sorry. Some of us don't have televisions. We're artists.
You have a shitty laptop.
Yeah, we do. First of all, that's my cat. I let him wipe his asshole over the couch. I'm like, Sebastian.
We've seen it live.
Sebastian, I'm locking the door to your litter box, okay? You have to find another place to poo.
Yeah, you just be like, perfect, in your bed.
Yep, I know. Her cat shits in the bathtub. It's crazy.
What a beautiful gift this apartment has been to you.
I know. You know, if anything else, it's really taught me.
Well, it's fun. It's like you're living in a third world country.
The craziest thing is, it's like you moved up. You know what I mean? Like
it's still better.
It's still
New York
better.
City.
Come out and pursue your dreams, everybody.
Live in shit. It's just shit somehow. Either it'll be filling up your bathtub or literal shit in a toilet.
Yeah.
You just have bad bathroom luck, I think, is the problem.
I know.
What you need to do is move to a place with no bathroom. I think that would probably be the only way to solve this problem.
And in New York, I can probably do that for only $2,000 a month. Yeah.
I did live in a place with no kitchen.
See, now that's kind of doable. Well,
it's like a bachelor.
Yeah, she's got a place where the bathroom's in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
It's like a community.
Oh, yeah. Like you go out.
In the village.
My very first place had units like that, but our unit wasn't like that. But I was also living on a couch in the living room of that apartment. So.
And how many people in that apartment had AIDS?
It was
not enough.
No, it was the three of us. They're all dead now. And, you know, that was my first year in New York. But hey, I'm coming up.
Yeah.
Every year, just a little bit better. You're like, maybe when I moved into this place and we got a dishwasher, I'm like,
you know what I think the problem is, Steven? I think you're sucking my good vibes. I think the better your life gets, the shittier mine gets.
I think that's probably right.
You know,
so we should just kill him.
Yeah, we'll have to murder you so I can get my powers back.
Guys, how many times do I have to tell you in multiple languages? I'm not a vampire and killing me won't improve your life.
Say it in Spanish. What language did you even practice?
I practiced French and it was kind of dumb because like really how much starting from scratch. Okay, here's the thing. So I did the Duolingo. I did Duolingo.
Steven.
My dick is so hard right now.
I can tell.
I know,
you're actually masturbating your big, hard dick right now.
This entire podcast has just become about us like getting off on Steven's failure. Every week, it's just like, come on, give it to me.
No, I was successful this week in that I did my Duolingo lesson for 20 minutes every day. In the app, I signed up for it, and I had the fucking... Did you buy the diamonds, the bullshit? Their payment thing sucks.
No, I didn't fucking buy something.
Well, I kept failing too much. So, like, I wasn't going to do 20 minutes a day.
Unless
I bought some diamonds. I kept failing. Well, I kept, like, I would do a lesson, and then I got far enough that it would start blowing it. But honestly, the only two words I know are rich and apple. And it seems like they talk about that a lot. Like, this man is rich. The red apple is red. Why are you talking about this rich man and the red apple? Who gives a fuck?
Give me something poetic. So
like, give me.
Why am I not this apple?
Yeah.
Fuck this apple.
Why? I want to kill this man.
Froggy French bastard apple.
Exactly.
This is the richest apple in the river. It's like, what the fuck?
No. Okay, so I'm imagining that the Spanish and French, it's probably
very
the
similar.
Exact same
yeah,
sentences.
It's probably the exact it's same just, stuff.
Yeah. So my question is, and I'm hoping like some of the hip dudes and dudettes that listen to this.
When did you become a 1980s rock radio DJ?
Just right now.
Oh, this is yes. Hey, all you dudes and dudettes out there, we need to get a soundboard. Oh yes.
Done.
Oh,
was that so good? By the don't need a soundboard, guys. We can save the money because I'll just keep making those noises.
I love your guitar solo.
See, that's why I never learned how to play guitar because I'm like, why?
Because it's the universal
What's the
language.
Point? I'm already doing it with my mouth.
Yeah. This is the show. This is the guitar.
But no, I don't. So how did you fail?
So it
doesn't
gives you,
let you fail.
No, no, no.
It does
so
not
it gives
let
you
fail.
It gives you, they gamified it too much. And maybe it's not like this on a laptop. I think the interface is different. But the app on the phone, it gives you 5 hearts of life. Like you're in fucking Castlevania or something. And then every time you miss a word, it goes 1 bar of life down.
Right.
Yeah.
Do I have a different Duolingo than you do?
Do you have it on your
phone? Or did I just not fail at all?
Maybe you didn't.
No,
fail.
They have you. So you have 5 hearts.
5 hearts.
And then every time you fuck up,
it's like fuck you.
You lose.
And then it's like if you watch an ad,
like a thing
you
that
can
would
get
come
a heart.
Up, that'd be like, you no, you got it wrong, dum dum.
Yeah.
Wait.
But then it takes a heart of your life, and then if you fail all 5, then it makes you start that lesson over.
It's no bien. That's what it would say to me.
I want to go back to no. I want that as a sound drop.
No. No. No, yeah. But like, so it'd be if I missed a word, because what was super annoying was when you actually had to type stuff out.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'd always mix up like S and C or S and no.
I'd reverse them.
Like shit like that. But yeah, it would just pop up and be like, nope, you got it wrong. And then it'd like have me redo it. So I never like died,
but it
like
takes...
it never let me not finish a level.
Well, maybe you just didn't fail enough. I must have failed just a little bit more.
That's a sentence no one's ever said. Maybe you didn't fail enough.
Yeah.
No, but in that app, that was one of my major complaints about the app was actually like it doesn't just like it's not purely to learn the language. Like they want to totally gamify it, and then you lose, and then you have to buy diamonds to buy your way back in. So if you want to like actually mainline the app, I mean, that was just, you know, maybe I just went too hard. Maybe this is me trying to put too much French in my brain.
Okay.
I mean, I was doing like, I'd rock through like 3 full like lessons a night where you do like the whole like level 1 through 4.
Yeah.
I do like three of those.
Wait, you had to buy points, didn't it? Just like
that's what I'm confused about.
Did it just make you start over? No, yeah, no, I did it a few times, but I did it for like 2 months straight. When you show me your app, because when you run out of hearts, you just have to start the level over again. It never made you.
Oh, see, okay, I never ran out of hearts then.
Well, right, but it won't let you.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have just never run out of hearts.
Well, I ran out of hearts.
Oh, perdóname. Perdóname.
Yeah, because I did the two basics and now I'm into phrases.
Cool.
And whatever.
Wait, you're only in phrases?
Yes, sir. I only did this for a week.
So did I.
I did my 20
minutes a day.
I restarted
it. I purposely restarted it.
Well,
did you test out of basics?
No, I just went through it.
Okay.
Because I wanted a refresher. Mm. So I didn't want, I just did the, which I was just like, ugh, I get it. I'm so fluent. So, that's, okay, so my app claims,
yes.
So I've been doing this for a week and I want to know what Steven's is.
Yeah, this is very humorous.
My app claims that as of now, 1 week in, I am 20% fluent in Spanish.
Same. Said the same for me. 20%. I was like, go fuck yourself. Like, I've
which means,
done
it. I mean, yeah. This is great news because this means in a mere 4 more weeks,
you'll
I will be 100%
fluent
in Spanish.
Yeah,
biggest
it's
load
such
of shit.
Bullshit.
If you ask, I couldn't, I'm not even going to try it. I couldn't say a sentence. I can do. I could read it. If you put words in front of me, I can read it. Speaking
yeah.
it, 1 week of going through and fucking picking out La Manza or whatever. See, yeah. It came out the apple. Like, I can't speak it. I'm not going to form a sentence.
It's just gamified.
Throw, like, flashcards in front of me.
It's exactly like fucking any class. It's just gamified worksheets. There's a little picture.
The best way to do it is just get out there and start speaking it.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys practice? You don't have anyone to speak
no,
French.
No, you know
not
what?
In the app.
Oh.
Here was a fucking plot twist. Christina
did I ever
took
practice?
4 years of French in high school.
Oh, just like me. Can she also speak none?
Not
or did
much.
She retain some?
Say,
did the meth not
I would
push
say
it all
she's
out of
about
her brain?
The same. So what I started doing was I'll do like Google Translate and I'll write her like a little cute poem and then I'll Google Translate and I'll send it to her in French.
And okay. She goes, this is gibberish to me. I don't remember any of this.
And then she Google translated back to English. And so you're not, I meant like, were you speaking it like in real life? Like, cause that's the best way to actually learn it is to just start.
Cause anyone could do that.
It.
I could learn how to write a shitty poem right now in Russian.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to say it or what, but I could go into Google Translate. I mean, that's not learning a language. That's like playing Guitar Hero.
You know what? But I think that's my takeaway is like, Google Translate's good for me. I'm all set.
Your takeaway is yet again not actually doing anything
right.
to
no.
improve
I just,
or alter
I
your
just,
life.
No, I like the language thing I do, and I think if I was really going to like
you
put my
do
heart
a
into it,
thing.
And no, but like I'm into it as like if I choose to move and make some serious life changes, so. Pick up a language, I get it.
But as of right now,
yeah,
I got
everyone
no
knows
plans.
How easy it is
as
to pick
now,
up a
I'm
language
as
late
fuck.
In life.
And,
I'm
like
never leaving New York City.
Where else am I going to go?
Trump, build
Trump.
That wall.
You're making me want to move to France.
I would have voted for him if he had that sweet guitar lick.
Yeah.
He played that at all his racist fuck cunt rallies. I would have been like, that's my guy.
That's literally all he has, just Ted Nugent just ripping guitar behind it. That's the only support.
Ted Nugent just ripping guitar and eating pussy and hating Mexicans.
Yeah.
And killing animals.
Like America.
I know. This is the first time. And normally, Steven, you seem very kind of like, oh, punk rock, I'm outside of the system and fuck the system and fuck this. And all. But the second it's like, okay, so let's learn another language so you can move. You know what? God, he shows up
I
with an American flag.
Yes.
Speed up.
America.
America. He's like, I love Walmart. I want a gun.
I love Walmart guns.
Yep.
Specifically.
And you know what I'm going to do?
I only eat Big Macs.
Right.
And when maybe I get Taco Bell, but they have French fries. That's the only reason I'm going to Taco Bell.
You mean my freedom fries?
God,
oh,
I'm going to take my gun from Walmart and I'm going to go shoot me a bunch of rich French apples.
Then steal all their Apple money.
Yeah. Fuck them.
That's all I know how to say.
This is amazing. This is quite the turn. Now you're a capitalist.
I love this. Now he's
Republican.
A loves America, loves Trump. hates Mexicans and
right.
French people.
I know.
It really, any Spanish speaking. See, I feel bad. I say Mexicans because, you know, because I'm racist.
No, because you're talking about the country. What's crazy is that's a weird thing, like traveling around when I worked on the cruise ships, because growing up in LA, we would go to Mexico. So if you're in Mexico.
It's if you grow up in California, it's your automatic. You're like, oh, Mexico.
And what someone pointed out to me, which was crazy, is I remember working on the cruise ship and people from all different countries, and we were in Mexico, and someone was like, oh, I'm of El Salvadorian. And I said, okay. I go, but you're Mexican, right? And I was talking to one of the girls that worked on the ship, and I meant like, you're from Mexico. The people around me reacted as if I'd said the N-word, and I was like, what? And then she was pissed because I remember she goes, that's the problem. I'm from Mexico. She goes, that's correct. Why is it offensive to say right. I am Mexican? Like, other white people perceive that as a slur. And I was like, no, that's the country she's from. Relax, cunts.
But it's because I think, like, people, especially not from Southern California, it's like, if you're in the Midwest and you're like, oh, it's fucking Mexicans.
Right.
Because it's just like, oh, in New York, people say Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they just assume that any Latin Spanish speaking person, oh, you're Puerto Rican.
But there is I mean, like, that to me is one of the nuance of language, where it's like, there is an attitude for it behind it, where it's like, there's a way that it's right. like, ugh.
You could be like, oh, so you're from Mexico.
Yeah.
Cool. Or you could be like, oh,
you're Mexican.
You're from Mexico.
See, even then that right there. Why'd you throw that accent on it?
Yeah. Yeah. See, try and Google Translate that. You're not going to understand that.
Yeah, I put that accent in there to let y'all
know.
You
can be a hateful racist in any language, in any accent.
As we've seen here.
That's the beautiful thing about this world.
I know. As we've seen here, as Stephen has displayed for us, the fact that he would rather never leave his couch than learn to speak a foreign language because fuck him, it's hard.
So Steven's not going to be continuing this, I think.
Practice. So here's something that I'm going to do that I started to kind of work on, and it was more difficult. And when I do it, I'll play it. But I'm working on a 10-minute set in Spanish, like translating my act in Spanish.
That's fucking amazing.
And that is more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
I was actually thinking of this. You know what popped up was that there's a Netflix special, that French comic, Gadamila. Does anyone else know? I'm the only person to listen to This American Life? Okay. No, there's a comic.
Yes, Steven.
I know. Okay. But no, no I was not. Listening. There
but
was
sorry,
a This
I missed
American
that
Life
one.
On that, the comic from France. It's like the Jerry Seinfeld of France. And now he's coming out with a special that is all in English. And he spent years like learning the nuance of English to fucking do stand-up. It's respectable.
Is it good? Did you watch it?
It hasn't come out yet. It comes out. Oh. It will be out the week that we release this episode.
But that goes. That's convenient.
I know.
That goes back to like Steven's whole Google Translate thing, because you can put something in Google Translate, but it's not right.
Yeah.
No.
It would sound like you were speaking a broken language, like where you'd be like someone who like learns English and like doesn't quite understand like the nuance of like there and like, well, you know, different.
You know what the funniest example that I came up with of this was when I was looking for Spanish hip hop is so fucking filthy. And when I was trying to come up with a Kulo song
is English hip hop.
Yeah,
totally. But when
but
I was
these Mexicans or whatever they're from,
when
Jesus
I was
Christ,
thinking
Steven.
About all the songs that like have Kulo in them, like as the hook, like there are zillion.
This is a thing. I got a very angry text from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from a dude and or dudette.
Because Kulo's not.
No, it does not mean cunt. It means ass, mean apparently.
It's ass. I was like, oh, it's
livid.
Like the whole thing.
Livid.
Yeah, it's not cunt.
They were very angry with you.
I understand.
Very angry.
Because you can't have the
cunt
hook of a song. Yes, that's it. Yeah. But you can't have a whole song
bitch?
That like the fucking hook is like cunt, cunt, cunt. That would be weird. But ass, but perfectly acceptable.
That's
in
already
any language.
Every song. That's already every song.
Okay. See, but that's okay. But now we learned that because we went. I was looking for that on all my Duolingo app. I
just kept typing in cunt and be like, no.
Yeah, no.
Every word. It's a picture of an apple, and you're like, right. Cunt. Rich cunt. It's a rich cunt.
So Kulo really means asshole. Well, I apologize to that dude or dudette. I have a guess of who it was.
Yeah, you totally know. You know exactly who it was. You know exactly
and
who it was.
The only person that would... This is what I love about that dude or dudette. Is that, like, that there's actual real anger. Because it's like... Yeah, not feigned anger. Real anger.
There was sleep lost. For sure.
Well, I'm sorry. And I feel like a real culo. So
look at that. In action. We are actively. See, we're learning.
We're learning. And we're.
You got to crawl before you walk.
Yep.
You got to walk before you run. We're just taking little baby steps here.
Yeah. And we're being.
Getting our culos in gear.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get your culo in gear. Hey, get off your culo.
We're like, well, we learned that one word. Let's just.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we need to do.
I practiced a lot at work.
I was going to.
The kitchen finds absolutely adorable.
Okay. Uh-oh. That's what I was going to ask you, because what's happening with the guy?
How was your
with
defense?
What's up with your pussy?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to. I'll do it eventually. I didn't get to record him saying anything because his wife was giving birth. So he wasn't. He wasn't at work this weekend.
That is so classy.
Yeah.
So you should.
So I didn't get to practice on him, which would have been
son of a bitch.
But that's next week and for the rest of our lives.
Oh my God! Wait. So when you're practicing at work, what kind of stuff?
Well, there's one kitchen guy that always says Spanish stuff to me because he like thinks it's cute for me to then say it back. Terribly, but not like dirty stuff. It's like on Sunday, es muy frío.
It's cold.
Good job, Steven.
Yeah, got it.
So then I kept going back in the kitchen and saying that to the guys, and they're like, "See, like, go away, you dumb white cunt."
There's
like a handful of guys that think it's kind of cute and funny.
Yeah,
that I'm like trying to learn Spanish, and then the rest of them are just like. We hate you. Please go away.
Well, because it could come off as really condescending, especially if you're doing it for a podcast. And for the people listening, you wouldn't say es muy frío. It's hace frío. I mean, like, and so here's the difference. If you were to translate that, like, hace frío, the verb hacer means to make, it makes. So, like, when you're saying it's cold, when you're describing the weather, you'd be like, hace frío is like, oh, it makes cold. I feel it makes me cold. Like, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, just in case anyone's listening, again, I don't want our culo friend to be mad in case he is listening to this episode and hears you say, es muy frío. Now I'm...
Wendy's really on her toes right now. She's really scared.
Now I'm like, I'm going to grammar check everything. Fucking fuck. Hace frío.
Again, let's just not learn a new language and forget the one we already know. Let's only communicate in nipples. I think that was the smartest idea we've ever come up with. Just nipples and guitar chord sounds.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like my life. Clearly.
I know. Well, come on. My nipples hurt. I'm ovulating. Everything's going to shit. Soy ovu. I don't know what that means.
Ovular?
Yeah. Yeah, probably ovular. Oh. I'm sure that's right. Yeah. Tyler, check it out.
Yes.
Tyler, get back to us. Ovular?
Now it's just going to be in that like really, really dumb white people shit where it's just, you just add L to in front of everything.
No, I know.
Oh my God. And my dad.
Or los. My dad. S. Brr.
Jesus Christ. Oh
God. You have heard people do that though.
Oh, I know. Oh, I've heard my father do that at fucking El Torito. When I was there,
a fine traditional Mexican restaurant.
My dad, so we're in LA and I love my family so much. And my dad, and we're hanging out, and he's like, let's go. And I'm like, yeah, let's get some Mexican food. Right. I'm in LA. And he's like, let's go to El Torito. And I'm like, what the fuck? But I don't even, it's like, whatever at this point. I was so tired when I got there. But my dad is someone who, for reals, and even when he's talking to me, and I love my, he speaks Spanish a little bit. He's like, maybe like 40% fluent.
So he's done 2 weeks of Duolingo?
Yeah.
Well, the app, he's 200% fluent.
But I don't know what's worse. When you're doing the accent, like, what's more obnoxious? And please, everyone write into us and let us know. As if you are someone who speaks another language, English is not your first language, as obnoxious white people, learning your language. Or not even, but white is the
worst. Language. Any language.
Like, if you lay into the accent too heavy, I think that's almost gross.
I think it's condescending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just great grosses me. It makes my skin.
Now, my dad will do that to me, though. So he's not even doing it like at the restaurant. I'll be talking to my dad like in person. And he's like, yeah, maybe El Torito. I don't know. But the last couple nights I got the grill out. I made some carne asada.
I hate it when people do that. I hate it.
To me. And I'm just like, hold on.
Canitas. Like, just like, stop it, please.
Back that culo up. hold on. And I'm like, just say carnes. And he does it. And he's so serious. Cuando le dije, let me see if I can do this in Spanish. Cuando le dije lo. I think that's right. Es muy serio. Boom.
Oh, there
check
you
it,
go.
Tyler.
Nailed yep. it.
And I did that. Was past tense. Fuck you.
I love. See, again. So now it's Tyler that sent an angry text. we've ruined the surprise.
Sorry.
And he has a very exciting job as a lawyer. So this is what he's going to do when this episode comes out for sure, is just everything you say in Spanish, he's going to fucking research it and figure out and make sure it's like exactly right. And if it's not, we're going to get like a fucking tirade of an email.
I love here. And I don't think that I've ever met him, but it'll be fun to meet him because I feel like we'll stare at each other. And just like having play an angry game of poker or something.
Oh, he drinks a lot. So you'd really like
him. Awesome. Well, as soon as I get my new apartment, which
I'll
will be
fly,
never.
I won't come out to New York. I'll fly Tyler out to New York and he'll show up drunk on your doorstep.
Yeah. And then he can sleep on the couch while sex is.
It's a power move.
Oh, holy God. Shit.
Peanut butter. I just got this craving for peanut butter. I don't know.
Every episode, you've been having food cravings the past couple of episodes.
I'm pregnant.
Are you also ovulating?
I know. I'm going to start my period in like 12 hours. Well, we'll see if I start my period. No, I was ovulating last week.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Wait, are you trying to get pregnant?
No, I'm not. No.
And is this something we should talk about on air?
Look at the panic.
Yes, are you trying to get pregnant? And if so, can you now please tell me on air?
Yeah. No.
I have to get rid of all this shit in my apartment before I have a baby. That's why I'm deep cleaning my apartment.
Make room for the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to make that office the little... I almost said manger. Jesus Christ.
Again, full stop to learning another language, guys. Let's go back to high school.
English.
I just love that by practicing Spanish, you've actively forgotten large chunks.
I know.
Of English.
That's the problem. That's why you got to blend everything together.
Yeah. Because otherwise you're going
to
lose it.
Well, to be fair, my roommate and I have been speaking Spanish, but also communicating in bodily functions. So it's a lot of our communication is nonverbal, you know, like slamming doors, stomping around,
leaving your shit in various places of the apartment.
Yeah. Leaving your feces, leaving dishes for me to clean.
You know, just regular roommate stuff.
Yeah, just reg. Just fucking stupid bitch. I cannot. Yeah. And I know it's, and I know like, and you know, doing and the podcast, and it's a podcast and it's like, so we're trying to, you know, you want to be like positive and fun, but man, I'm having a rough time in that apartment. Holy Christ. What are you going to do? It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Cause you know what? End of the day, we're all going to die.
End of the day.
You know what I mean?
It's not
even
real. Just gotta
look on the bright side. Just gotta look on the bright side.
Man, I need to tap into this simulation shit. Cause whoever's writing my storyline.
You gotta flip that matrix.
Got a drinking problem.
Tyler?
Oh my God. What if what if he's controlling my avatar? Westworld style.
I love that there's a breath sound when Wendy makes a discovery about her own personal matrix. Like there's a distinct sound cue of like, whoa!
Yeah, Tyler's
because
my architect.
That's part of the matrix.
It's like
breaking.
Zipping into the matrix. Like, whoa.
This is too much. And then I got to go to Turks and Caicos in a week. Huh?
What are you, Steven? Get out of my face.
I know. Sorry. I'm a very wealthy.
I have to go to Turks and Caicos.
I'm a very wealthy apple. Oh my God.
Such a well-off apple.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to Turks and Caicos. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. Now, see, this is how you behave on a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other reason. That's the real reason I'm like laying off booze, because I want to look sexy on Instagram.
You're just going to take pictures of your face.
I know.
You're like, I know, and I don't want to be Buffy.
I know. Yeah, right. I'm going to, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. It's going to be fun. I just get
You're going. To Turks and Caicos. Don't make me Steven you right now.
No. I like it. I just have the anxiety about it's the pressure of like being in, like if you're going to if I'm going to Vegas or someplace or just the regular beach, I don't care if I like look a little chubby because it's like, well, fuck off. But this is like a nice resort. And so I know I want to like look really hot.
Yeah, but it's a resort.
It's a resort.
And you
None
know who goes to resorts?
Matters.
Fat Americans.
Ugly people.
No, this is like real expensive.
Yeah, no, still fat, ugly people. There's no.
No, it's going to be the thing.
There's no appearance.
Wendy's created this narrative in her brain, and there's nothing we're going to do to change it.
Where it's like a modeling agency as well, where they're like, not hot enough.
I bet this will be the one that I go to.
No,
this will be the one that I go to.
They're not going
to
reach.
No, it's going to be because it's like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great, that's a good idea. Like, we should do that for jammers. Like, instead of, you know how certain clubs and places have, like, this is for our bed and breakfast. Not the Jammers podcast, like the actual show.
Oh, I was thinking we should eliminate our ugly fans?
No.
Oh, no, only ugly fans.
Yeah, that'll be, do you know they're, like, dating apps? And, like, there's certain apps where, like, you have to be, like, hot to get in the...
Well, and you have to, like, make a certain amount. Yeah.
It's more about money. Like, it's...
Yeah, but it's also, like, hotness. Like, when you go
to,
like...
Yeah, there's still ones.
You wait in line for a club and it's, like... For dudes and even for chicks, I couldn't get into a lot of places because they'd be like, nah. It's true. Steven, I know you went to some like Steven. Men's meeting where you're trying to be body positive and cool to all women because you don't want a blogger about you.
Whoa.
But let's be, I mean, you got to be honest. Yeah, and I know what you're working with.
Hey, don't fight your friends.
How do you think Wendy and I have cultivated these winning personalities? We're not getting by on our looks.
Right.
So instead we thought this would help.
Yeah. Huh. And then we got tired of just bothering each other. So we're like, we should do a podcast. We should bother lots of people.
But I like this idea of jammers being like there's like a weight minimum.
Yes.
Weight, because weight is different, different size, whatever.
Right.
So like a BMI, like you have to bring like a body proof of your BMI.
Right.
And like it has to be over a certain amount.
Right.
You have to have you have to bring a very awkward picture of you as during your formative years.
Right.
Or just express something you like that would denote to us that you are one of us.
Yeah. Some people are just naturally thin and that's fine. But if you're real thin, I need to see we'll have a minimum, like at least a 2 to 3 inch surface area patch of cellulite somewhere in your body. So even if you're really thin.
Because I don't want it to just be just about cellulite and how fat you are. Like, you could be skin and have a fucking wonky eye. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So if you know, you got a lazy eye.
You could be so skinny that you can't, you're always trying to like put on weight. Like,
no, those people are not allowed. Those people are not allowed at jammers.
They aren't allowed. If they don't have a wonky, you must have a wonky eye or like a fucking dead leg.
Yeah, if you're someone who's naturally skinny and trying to gain weight, it's the same as you complaining about going to Maui. I do not have time for this bullshit, and I get that some people are like, I'm just naturally thin and I've always wanted to like be thick or gain weight, but fuck you, fuck off, stop talking about it all the time because you realize
that you're bitching about me complaining about going to Maui as you're bitching about going to Turks and Caicos.
I'm not bitching about going to Turks and Caicos. Talking about that I'm fat.
Yeah,
I'm complaining about my body.
Yeah, she's not complaining about getting to go to a fun place. She's more like, I would be doing like, fuck, I'm going to have to be in a bikini in front of like all these like very fancy people.
Yeah,
well, maybe I'm being hypersensitive about my body as well, but I'm just not outwardly stating it because men don't express anything.
You're trying to tag onto me. You're trying to tag onto me.
I'm hyper body aware. I think a lot of men are.
No, but when you're naturally skinny, that's the most obnoxious thing. Because I did that. But when I did that, I knew I was full of shit and I was actively anorexic.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because that was you lying to yourself in the world.
Right. And so when I was actively anorexic and I was super skinny, I would purposely like eat a lot in front of other people to get up. Man, this could just be Wendy. People who are naturally thin. But I knew that I would just walk in and be like, ugh, I'm just like, just cannot gain any weight. And I would eat a bunch of food in front of people because I knew it would bum everybody out.
I do that too, but like I was on meth, so I wouldn't eat then for like 4 days.
Oh.
So I'd like show up places and be like, oh my God, how did I eat this whole large pizza? I don't know. I'm so skinny.
Oh, see, that's kind of cool. That's the.
But then I wouldn't eat for 4 days.
Why when you were in that headspace, was it so much about making other people feel bad? Like, was it just trying to bring them down to your space?
Because, Steven, the only way to lift yourself up, if we haven't discussed this on Jammers, I think.
This is self-help number one.
Self-help number one.
And this is real self-help, not selfish help. This is active self-help.
Right. The way to get on top and lift yourself up is to actively shove other people down and climb on their bodies.
Lift yourself up on the broken bones and blood of your peers.
Yes.
So high school.
Was that high school for
life?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's how it works.
It's not my...
Steven, how do you think anyone gets successful? Trump.
You don't want to learn a language. You want to translate shit on your phone.
No, you know what? I'm just going to be a fucking American abroad. I'm just going to be a clueless American abroad. And I'm going to own it.
That's even worse.
It's terrible. No, I'll learn a language. I'll pick it up. I got this.
When?
when I'm immersed in culture because I need to leave the States.
No, do you want to know? See, here's another easy tip, nerd.
Just put me down.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, nerd alert. But now we are high school. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Steven, lay on your
making fun of my glasses.
Yeah.
You like a four eyes.
Yeah.
I'm over here carving Stussy's into the fucking desktop.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I got a K-Rock sticker on my desk. That's a local reference.
I found a K-Rock keychain.
I'm over here carving Stussy's into my arm.
I know, you fucking nerd. I'm going to push you down, and that's where we're going to set this laptop. I'm going to. That's what'll prop it up higher on your body. I'm going to just step on you. You can listen to like podcasts that they have podcasts in English, and guess what? They have them in every other language. That's another.
No.
True.
Yeah. So that's another easy way. As far as we like, well, I have to wait till I'm immersed. No. You can just like, you can do the Duolingo app, which is good to get basic information, about rich apples and other things you will never use. They use the weirdest
examples.
I just love that all the people, like there's a zombie guy.
I didn't get that far.
Did you notice that?
No.
What?
There's like, because you know how there's like the different little like cartoon avatar people?
Yeah.
But they try and throw you off.
There's one that's a zombie. Well, they try to fuck, because it'll be like a boy avatar, but it'll be like a girl sentence.
Word. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they totally, there's just like a dead green guy. Just a fucking green zombie that kept popping. And I was like, why is this here?
You have no heart life. And are we doing a totally different app?
Sounds like you guys are not doing the same app.
I have Duolingo, so.
I have Duolingo too. But there's a desktop version. I didn't get into that.
Why would I be on the desktop version?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would anyone be on a desktop version of anything?
So you're both doing the phone version, and somehow Steven keeps dying.
And Megan has zombies. It's ironic.
And you have zombies popping up?
Yeah. Like, they're just like one of the little guys. I think what has happened here, obviously, is that I never died. I never failed.
Right.
And therefore, I got a sweet prize, and that prize was a little zombie guy.
Right, that just shows up to represent that you're also undead. You've never died in the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hi, this is you. This is the representation of you.
Wait, so, because I didn't get that either. What is the zombie? How do you say zombie in Spanish?
Oh, no, they didn't teach you that. No. That has nothing to do. The zombie guy has nothing to do. It's just instead of like a little girl or a little boy in like a baseball cap as the avatar, it's a zombie.
Instead of a little garçon?
So,
huh? That was boy in French. Yeah, and I also did, when I was doing Duolingo in LA, when I did it heavy for 2 months, I did French and Spanish, English. But obviously, I have not done English.
You should have.
I know.
I did. I had Jammers listeners from other countries giving me shit in different languages as well.
Hooray. Really?
Yeah.
How?
That makes me so happy.
Where? On Instagram?
Our good friends in the Netherlands. They would like hit me up on Instagram and just fucking rip into me in French and be like, you learn French yet, asshole? And I'm like, no, I'm working on it.
Did they do it in French or in English?
Mostly French.
Fuck yeah. Pull it up. How do you say asshole in French?
No, I'm not going to pull. No, it's. They're,
how do you say asshole in French?
Asshole. Well, let's find out.
Look it up. If you're saying,
did you just say asshole with like a tiny accent mark?
Oh, that, yeah, he said asshole. I thought he was going to say culo. Put the accent on the O.
That was amazing.
You're getting these messages.
Canard.
That's Canard.
Asshole that, in French.
I'm sorry, what? Canard?
Canard?
That's duck.
Canard.
Yeah, you're
How
not even
it
pronouncing
spelled?
It right.
Duck?
So it's spelled C-O-N-N-A-R-D.
Is that right?
Oh,
duck
okay.
is C-U-N-A-R-D.
It's C-A.
Oh, C-A?
Yeah, it means duck. But you are a fucking canard, Steven.
I'm
you know?
A duck?
Yeah. You know what you remind me of?
Just like a high school language class.
Duck. Where you're
like, you're just in
apples.
The class for a day and you just start calling each other shitty things in other languages.
That's the only thing. Oh, well, that's, yeah. In class, all you do is like, you want to like learn how to say a swear word.
That's all.
Yeah.
It.
And you call people poor duck.
You learn one phrase.
Yeah. How would you say like stupid duck?
Ducko is stupido.
Steven.
It's, probably... it's not Ducko is stupido. Steven.
No, what are you talking
about? We're doing French. That,
again, this is Ducko is stupido.
That's wrong.
Wait.
I mean, that's what the
stupid
nickname.
Stupid duck in French. It's just going to be a picture of Steven.
Stupid canard.
Stupid canard.
Stupid canard.
Let's practice pronouncing it. Say it. French is difficult. Stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid canard.
Canard.
Stupid cat. No.
Stupid canard.
Did you just get halfway through the word and then say end it with no? You just said canard.
No.
No, no.
No, no.
Are you stopping? Why are you doing it in that voice? Is that your French accent?
No. That's my French no.
Oh my God. This is a nightmare.
Wow. We just lost all of our French audience.
Oh, we lost all of our audience. We lost all of our
wait, did you say our French audience?
Yes.
I thought he said fringe at first, and I was gonna be like, first of all, that's our entire audience.
Yeah.
And then French. They already hated us.
Yeah, nobody likes us.
The French just listened to us to be like, stupid canard.
Yeah, stupid canard. They will never be us like these rich apples. Feel it? See, I remember.
It's good.
I know. And half of it is faking a good accent.
Yeah.
Now you want real tips?
You're about as into French as I am.
Yeah, exactly. And you know that, yeah, here's a real tip on with any language. If you just nail a few sentences and then just crush the accent.
You know, the thing about you is, though, you go really balls out on the pronunciation. I do not have the...
Do you know what that's called?
It's
called trying.
Yeah, no, I don't try.
It's called making an effort.
I don't pronounce
with gusto.
You
even did have an argument for that.
Yeah, you just... Well, and the thing, too, is like it's... Because people have anxiety. And if in your brain you're like, I can't do this, I can't understand this, I can't pronounce it, then you will not be able to do that.
Yeah.
But if you listen and it's like, okay, so people speak this language. So this is not... And this is the problem.
It's not like an alien language that you need a second tongue in order to speak.
Right. Yeah.
I think I just get nervous about it because I'm like, oh, I don't want to say the language. Because I am so much more of a nervous person. Like, I don't want to offend someone with my horrible pronunciation of their words, you know?
At least you're trying as opposed to just being like, no.
True.
Trump. Like, at least they would appreciate
people
it
whenever they start speaking in another language.
I deal with people all the time working at a fancy like restaurant in LA. We have so many freaking Asian people that come in, and I like loads of Japanese, loads of Chinese people. So these are all different languages that they speak for their first language. They try. They come. I have tables sometimes that just like point to pictures on fucking Yelp because they can't speak the language at all. But I have tables that will be like attempting, like, no, they're not saying perfect things, but they'll like be able to order stuff.
Right.
Right.
And no, that doesn't sound like like they know how to speak English fluently, but they fucking don't. And they're trying.
And you
what
have
am
to
I gonna be like, you fucking dumb asshole. Like, what? I'd rather that than somebody like frantically pointing at a picture of something. And then I'm like, they don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Or,
I can't tell them what it is.
Right.
Now, like, you know, they're going to get pissed.
Or they like look at you and just start speaking the language that they can pretty much assume you do not speak.
Yeah.
I've had that.
Which is what Americans do when they go everywhere.
Yeah. And it's because you just have to, and with phones now, it's easier because you can communicate with pictures and the Google Translate. But like, even when I was a teenager, the first time when I went to France, the first time I remember I was like, it was super easy to fit in because I picked up a few words. I would just listen to the accent and just mimic it. And then I had the little bit of the book. But here's if you're going to France.
How much time do you spend in France?
I've been there twice.
Great. Okay. And every episode, we're like, wait, you live there for...
Steven.
She didn't say she lived there.
No, I know.
No, I was just there.
You were there. Was this cruise ship era or totally separate?
No, this was a graduation present from my grandmother. When I graduated high school,
cool.
We went for like 3 weeks. We went to London.
Jesus, that's a long time.
And then France.
Fucking cool.
It was really cool.
Did you hang out with... All I would have been trying to do would be hook up.
Well, no. So here's the thing. So I went with my cousin... Julian, who I love very much, and I don't think he can hear this, but if you are listening to it, he's in jail. What are you going to do? I just found this out. Anyway, hey, Julian, if you somehow get this podcast, how are you? I found, I'm like, see, that's the thing. I see my family. How is everybody? And they're like, well, this person's in jail. This person got knocked up. Cool. And then I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get back to my apartment where there's shit in the bathtub. My life is not that bad. But we went and he did the American thing where I was like, wanted to go to restaurants where there's no English on the menu. And I would really try to pronounce. And all you have to do is make an effort.
Yeah.
You want to fit in France? you to think, try and also like look mad. If you just look mad. Look,
yeah, all the time.
So that's why that's I wanted to learn French in the big first city. Place.
Any big city, just look angry all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look mad. From there.
I got that.
Yeah, you got that down.
Down.
And you're not even, the nice thing with you, it's come so naturally. You're always unhappy to be everywhere you are, which is nice.
That's why I love, man, take me to Paris, Berlin, Prague, bring it.
Language secondary, just generally have a poor disposition and then you'll be totally cool.
Yeah.
I've got it.
But yeah, there's that. And then when I was working on the cruise ship, I had to travel from Italy, the hotel in Italy. I flew overnight and I was in a hotel in Pisa. And then I had to get on a cruise ship the next day, a new ship. And I had like two giant suitcases and a backpack with me. And the cruise ship companies are so cunty that they don't, if you ever take a cruise, tip cash, because they do not let most of those people go see the daylight. And they work 18-hour day. It's crazy. But they're so cunty. So they fly me into Pisa. I have to go get my ship, get on a new ship, and they don't send a car for me. I don't speak Italian. And I had to just like make my way through a public transit system. And it took 7 hours.
Oh.
Dragging my suitcases. And I just had to, with my phone, and I was speaking like broken Spanish and showing pictures of a big cruise ship. I didn't know where the fuck I was going, but through the kindness of strangers. Being a woman also helps, if I'm being honest.
Being a woman does help.
Having a pussy also is a good tip for how to get things done.
This is the thing, this is the thing with traveling. Having a pussy will both make things easier and make your chance of being raped higher. Right. So it's a give and take.
Double-edged sword.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, no one's helping me yet with anything. I'm just wandering.
I was like, sir,
no one's raping Steven.
If you are going to rape me.
No one's raping me either.
If you're going to rape me, could we do it on this train on the way to the cruise ship? I've got to get to the port.
I've got to go to work.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's easy. Just be nice. Just try.
Yeah.
Make an effort.
Look miserable, but be nice.
Yeah.
Just that's great life advice. If someone doesn't get that tattooed on their body.
Look miserable, be nice.
Be real upset.
Yeah. It's actually a good ethos.
That's a good way to go about it. I mean, I do that all the time.
I was going to say, that's just us already.
Yeah, that's already us. We're nice people.
Yeah, we mean well. We but look like, miserable.
Oh, we come off as real shitty assholes. Or should I say culos? I want to do a special segment called Listener Appreciation. Hit it, Megan. I love it.
I comboed too.
I like the combo. I picture now, you know what I picture? That's the zombie going, no, no.
No.
So with the Jam-a-Lam, you send us money and thank you and we love you for doing that. And then we say whatever you want us to say.
Yep.
If you send us an email and it's cool, we'll read it. This, you might not even want me to read this stuff out loud. But guess what? Too bad. You put it in my inbox.
You're not blasting this person, are
No, you? I'm sending a nice thing. So this is, I believe his name is George. George, what's up? You're great. You can comment on all their stuff. And he writes, but I want to, because I worry sometimes, believe it or not, about being PC. And
get the fuck out of here.
And by PC, I mean poked in my culo. thank you so much. But I do worry about it sometimes. And so I watch it. And this person is, and he's emailed Megan, I know, and he's an autistic man and he's great. And I made some comment on last episode and I started to go in and make a comment about autism, a joke. And then I guess I pulled back like a bitch.
Oh.
So this retard emailed me to tell me about it.
I was going to say, this guy with his made-up big jerk disease, just going. An excuse to go around being an asshole.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. Here, this is a great, this is now, he has, he's on, this is a great, George, I love you, you're great. Here we go. He said, this is the opening. It's not, hey, Wendy, hey, what's up? This is to my Instagram account. Never backpedal when speaking about autistic people.
Oh. We're the worst.
I find it hilarious and laugh at my life regularly. I'm tired of people treating it as PC issue, arms at reach.
Okay.
Making someone laugh about a topic does more for a cause than any 5K or cute Facebook post. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, George.
Thanks, George.
I love you. And I know I'm going to send you cookies, but my life's been a little crazy recently.
You're sending the fans cookies?
Him. He cool. was one of the first people to like my bakery page on Instagram.
George,
so I'm gonna,
nice.
So I'm going to send him some. Mister's Bake Shop, guys. Follow it. If you live in California, I can bake for you. If you don't, I can't really. But maybe if you're really nice, I'll for free send you cookies in the mail.
All right. So what are what are we doing for next week?
Recovering from injuries is the title. That's what I'm thinking. God.
Well, okay. That definitely won't be the title.
No, I know it won't be the title. It'll be
the theme. Hey, so you know what
we will put a stop to that.
Well, so next week we've got a broken dick guy. So yeah. For everyone listening, I know if you did the challenge, the language challenge with us,
Keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it.
This is Meg and I's challenge, personally. We're going to be speaking Spanish fluently so that on the podcast next week,
we can just talk to each other.
We'll just talk shit to each other in Spanish. I swear to God, I'm so serious.
I'm 20% this week. And I wasn't going crazy. So I'll just do an hour a day for the next week and I'll be 140% fluent.
Right.
So you won't even be able to understand me. I'm taking Spanish to a whole other level.
Let's do it. All right. We done?
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here. I mean,
I'm going to go eat peanut butter.
Yeah. Have an hasta luego. Get him off and I'll be the same. Then my dog, I'll be the same. Hope you're okay. I'll be the same. Hope you're okay.
No.